Tonight, a courtroom clash over John Bolton's new book about his former boss, but with many stinging accusations already public. A federal judge says it may be too late for the Justice Department's request to stop its release. It seems to me, as we used to say in Texas, that the horse is out of the barn. But the judge also pushed back on Bolton's claim that he did everything required before publishing. That's not true. He didn't get written authorization. He just went ahead, the judge said. The government says the book's filled with classified information, a point Bolton disputes.
The president isn't worried about foreign governments reading this book. He's worried about the American people reading this book.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who Bolton says considered resigning, is accusing Bolton of spreading a number of lies, fully spun half-truths, and outright falsehoods. President Trump has slammed Bolton as a wacko and incompetent, just the latest high-ranking official he's insulted after their departure, calling Rex Tillerson dumb as a rock and Jim Mattis overrated.
Why does the president keep hiring people who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent?
So the president makes hiring decisions based on the fact that he likes to have countervailing viewpoints. He likes the model of having a team of rivals.
The judge will rule soon, but indicated he's unlikely to stop the book's publication.